Hits 106, Greatest Hits Radio. I'm back in the studio with me from Lifeguard Imaging. It's Frankie Maldonado along with Eric, and Eric is peeking at my results here. I had a scan just last week, and it was like 7 minutes. It's like it takes longer than I have to buy a lottery ticket, and I didn't have to do anything. And you're laughing, Frankie, so I hope that's good news. Tell me what we tested, and tell me if I'm going to live till the end of the interview.
You're definitely going to be good to the end of the interview. And what we looked at, Marv, is obviously your chest, where we evaluated your heart, as well as your chest cavity, looking for things like lung cancer, pneumonia, chronic lung diseases like COPD and emphysema. We look at the esophagus. So we have a good evaluation of the upper torso. As we head down into the abdomen region, we're looking at all the internal organs from the liver, the pancreas, spleen, the gallbladder, bladder, biliary tree, bowels. And then, of course, in the reproductive area of our pelvis, we're checking for the guy's prostate. For women, we're looking at their uterus and ovaries. We're looking for lymph nodes, if anything's adjusting there or anything happening in that area. But you look pretty good, buddy. There's a few things to consider, but nothing that is too concerning. But we're going to continue to evaluate you moving forward. One of the biggest things I see is they're speaking of a probable small cyst versus a benign hemangioma in the liver. They're saying that those types of evaluations are sometimes difficult to confirm without a contrast-enhanced scan. So this is a great example of what our scans produce initially. We're going to give you a baseline of information that could indicate there's nothing to be looked at further, or they might say we need to do a contrast because then they're going to light up a particular area to go a little bit deeper to see is there something that we have to be concerned about there, and that's what the contrast does. It will light up, and as I've learned, the evaluation of the tissue coloring changes with the contrast that lets them know if it's something that might need a little bit of a further procedure. You have a mild prostate enlargement that happens as we get older, but they always still recommend, I had the same thing, they always recommend that you correlate it to a PSA blood work. The blood work of the PSA lets us know if there's something that could be wrong with our prostate, and that enlargement might give them an indication that something is wrong, but they always want that follow-up to be performed. Lastly, you have something called a mild levoscoliosis in the lumbar spine. That basically is just directing a little bit of a curvature of your spine. I've never seen the levo designation before that. I am not a doctor of radiology. But again, overall, Marv, I'm going to tell you, buddy, you look pretty darn good.
That's a wow. Because, you know, the thing is, like Tom Petty says, the waiting is the hard part. You know, you get the test and then you think of everything you've done wrong in your life. And you go, here's where I pay for it. And now I take this information, especially things I need to have checked, and I can take this right to my doctor, right? I get a print out of this. I mean, what happens now? You get some information. They say you might want to take this a little further, take it to your doctor. How does that work with you guys?
That's exactly correct. So what we always recommend, because we are not medical doctors, the reports are read by medical doctors of radiology, but we always say we're providing this valuable information for you to then take to your primary care, to your specialist, and if necessary, plan a course of action to ensure that everything's okay. But we will give you a printed report that is either handed to you as well as emailed to you. And if your doctors want to visualize the images on a disc, we actually put them on a little thumb drive, a little USB drive that you can take. Your doctors can visualize everything on their own and obviously confirm what it is that our radiologists have evaluated.
You know, I thought I was pretty healthy, but I thought I was healthier than I am. So it's actually good to know what's going on inside yourself instead of just thinking that you know what's going on. What's going on inside? Because you really don't know what you think. It's good to have actual proof. And is this a brand new technology? How long has this been around?
Actually, no, Marv, that's the thing. It's been around quite a while, buddy. The scanner that we use is about a 15-year-old scanner, but the inner workings are still state-of-the-art as they continue to go through potential updates, computer-related updates, because it's a computer software-driven technology. And of course, what we're capable of doing is just giving you that insight, that evaluation of those internal organs. But the scanning capability, this started over 20 years ago. It's not being utilized around the country in the format that we're doing here at Lifeguard Imaging. Because again, what we're going to be doing for you is every year, we're going to rescan you and look to see if anything changes. And the greatest example for you, for your listeners, is women get annual mammograms for early detection of breast cancer. Breast cancer is the number one most detected cancer in America, and it's got the highest survival rate. Now, what's the connection there? It's because of the mammogram. So that's exactly what we're doing for the entire full body, from the shoulders to the base of the pelvis. And that's what we're going to be doing from you moving forward, is watching every year to see, Marv, everything's the same, or this might be a little bit different. And as I said, that's when we take a closer look to see if it's something to be concerned about.
So early detection is the key. You get peace of mind, or if there's something to investigate with myself, also you get peace of mind. At least, you know, you jump on it right away rather than thinking you're okay and then finding out one day either by dropping dead or all of a sudden you feel bad and you go to the doctor and find out something really horrible is going on. Early detection is the key, and that's what lifeguard imaging is all about.
Our slogan, our trademark slogan, is saving lives through early detection. That's exactly what we're doing. Marv, you can do this yourself, your listeners, anybody can do this. If they think about someone who is either a part of their family or a famous celebrity they admired who tragically lost their life to a sudden death heart attack or a late diagnosis of cancer, think about it that way. Had they known sooner, they would have had the chance to survive. That's exactly what we're giving, is that ability to survive it. And as you said, peace of mind comes with that.
And we are giving away free heart scans to Hits 106 listeners. And Frankie, how can people jump on that right away? And I'm thinking the guys are going, I'm not going to, and their wife, no, you're going. I imagine a lot of wives drag their husbands and boyfriends in here, or maybe even both, just to make sure they're all right.
Well, I'll tell you, haven't had that happen yet, but yes, husbands are dragged in by wives, and the other way around as well. And amazingly, I'm glad you brought that up. There's a lot of people that are thinking, it won't happen to me, or I don't care, or I don't want to know. You do want to know. And amazingly, the number of times a spouse or a partner has been dragged in by the other person, the person who was dragged in that didn't want to scan, we end up finding something that saved their life. It is incredible how many times that happens. Eric can tell you the stories are over and over again. So for anybody who's thinking, I'm a little anxious, I don't want to know, you do want to know, because here's the thing. Dying the way they show it in the movies is not glamorous. When you're dealing with a loved one, as I lost my dad to pancreatic cancer, and you're watching them deteriorate in front of your eyes, it's not glamorous, let alone the ability to have lost a loved one through a heart disease or a massive sudden death heart attack, and you didn't get that last minute to be with them. It's a tragedy. You want to know. And it's not a painful experience. Marv, you can speak about this. There is anxiety because what you're going to find, but the peace of mind is the key, and you now have it, my friend.
You know, my dad died of a stroke, and that's when I decided to get serious about my health. And he didn't get to have last words because he didn't get to talk. He couldn't talk anymore. If people want to find out how they can get checked out and get a loved one checked out, how can they do that, Frankie?
They just have to call us here at Lifeguard Imaging. The number is 813-524-1010. All they have to do is mention you, Marv, and they will get a complimentary heart scan for both them and their spouse, their partner, whoever is with them. And we want to help as many people as possible, so take advantage.
It's pretty cool. This show could actually save your life, and I'm sure you got all kinds of great stories to tell. And I just want to thank you, Frank, and I feel so much better now. And Eric, thank you too. You guys are great guys, and I love what you're doing for the community and the continued success. What's that phone number one more time?
813-524-1010. And again, just mention your name, Marv, at 813-524-1010. And look forward to being on with you again sometime, buddy.